This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Charlie Carter, Product Quality and Additives Manager for CHS Refined Fuels Commercial Supply, about how the right fuel will keep equipment running in the winter. Charlie, what happens to diesel fuel in equipment when temperatures drop, and why does that matter?
Yeah, Jesse, thanks for having me. So standard number two diesel fuel generally does not fare well in cold temperatures. Diesel fuel can kind of start to form wax crystals that will clog fuel filters and fuel lines. Prolonged freezing temperatures can cause engines to not operate properly or really not start at all. Diesel engines can also experience cold starting issues because of water and or fuel gelling, which can significantly impact your fuel filters on your diesel engine. So gelling does occur when paraffin wax and diesel fuel solidifies because of that drop in temperature. So really, when cold soaked, the paraffin wax present in diesel solidifies, giving fuel a cloudy appearance to start. The fuel we typically see in our territory has a cloud point of around 14 degrees Fahrenheit, and you'll start to see those wax crystals appear around that temperature, but the fuel will actually continue flowing. And then another thing to consider, water is almost always present in diesel fuel to some degree, so a substantial quantity over time can accumulate in storage tanks or vehicle tanks, which can actually freeze, and it's unrelated to the actual diesel fuel gelling up, so water is another common issue in your winter operations and considerations. So really, in summary, diesel fuel can form those crystals and clog filters and fuel lines, and prolonged freezing temps can cause engines to not operate properly. And that can basically lead to that dreaded downtime that we all hate. So it's really important to take precautions to prevent these issues from occurring, especially in cold weather conditions.
Well, what is seasonal blending of diesel fuel?
So seasonal blending is the practice of adding a lighter diesel fuel, which we generally refer to as number one or Y grade, and then even a cold flow improver additive or both to your fuel barrel and equipment. So based on the expected temperatures in your area and the characteristics of the diesel fuel, you're going to need to blend a certain amount of number one and cold flow improvers to ensure your diesel fuel will flow and your engine's going to start. If you don't do this and expect to be able to operate your equipment when temperatures drop, you're going to be in for an unfortunate surprise. So if your diesel fuel becomes gelled and waxy, it's not going to flow through your engine, and it will likely not start until that fuel is warm enough to get back into a liquid state. So this can lead to frustration and costly downtime.
Well, Charlie, when should farmers switch their diesel blends?
Yeah, so every situation is going to be slightly different and somewhat temperature dependent. So it's important that you work with a knowledgeable fuel supplier who has a grasp on the diesel characteristics in their geography. With that being said, you should be blending your tanks to a winter blend when temperatures are right around the freezing point or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. It's important to blend early and when the fuel is at least 10 degrees above the cloud point of the fuel, or it won't mix well together. So you're basically, it's kind of like blending oil and water, if you can imagine that. So once your tank is blended with number one and a CFI, you can gradually increase that percentage of number one as those temperatures drop throughout the winter to achieve your desired performance and cold weather operability.
What's the difference between cloud point and cold filter plugging point in diesel fuel?
The cloud point and cold filter plugging point are two very important characteristics of diesel fuel that are used to determine the cold weather operability. The cloud point is the temperature at which the wax crystals first become visible in a fuel sample, giving that fuel a cloudy appearance. And the cold filter plugging point, or what we'll see abbreviated as CFPP, is the lowest temperature at which fuel still flows through a specific filter. So while both characteristics are related to the formation of wax crystals in diesel fuel, they're not quite the same. That cloud point is really the first indicator of cold weather operability temperatures for diesel fuel, and it is a visible indication of that paraffin wax in the diesel fuel. And on the other hand, the cold filter plugging point, or CFPP, is a more complicated procedure that involves using a vacuum in a laboratory to essentially draw fuel through a 45 micron filter screen within a given time. So the point at which that sample fails to go through that screen in a matter of 60 seconds is that cold filter plugging point.
Well, Charlie, when you're thinking about cost and performance, what's the best way to determine the best winter fuel blend?
So generally speaking, number one diesel fuel comes at an additional cost to that number two diesel fuel. And so does CFI additives or those cold flow improver additives. So you will need to decide really what's best for your individual operation and what temperature you expect to be able to operate your equipment in. So if your operation relies on your equipment needing to be up in those harshest climates, you're undoubtedly going to need to invest in a diesel blend that's going to meet those needs. You're going to run the risk of being stranded on the side of the road, unable to perform your critical tasks. So it's best to discuss the specific needs with your fuel supplier, as they're going to be able to deliver the high quality Cenex fuels at the correct blends for optimal performance and peace of mind.
Well, we've been talking with Charlie Carter, Product Quality and Additives Manager for CHS Refined Fuels Commercial Supply here on Around the Table. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.